Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, W.C. White, Mary. Healdsburg, California, August 17, 1888. Previously unpublished. Dear Children, I wrote you a few pages yesterday morning, but I cannot find it and will write you again. You must not be surprised if I write you only a few lines, as I have been much hindered by the fruit and many other things to look after. I have, as you well know, not one soul to counsel with. I am obliged to go forward as best I can, and lay my plans and do my business as well as I am able. I think I could do far more work if I were away from home. Marion, Davis, can get along. Fanny, Bolton, has a large amount of matter on hand. I am furnishing her with matter, and if I were away from here, I would not be perplexed so much as I am. Not that I do not like my home, but it is hard to explain all about the many things that come upon me here. I have now sent May Walling to St. Helena to learn what she can. I expect her to stay 1 year. It is the best I could do in her case. She wanted to learn the bindery trade, but you know Oakland would be no place for her unless there was a mother to look after her, and I cannot think of any place where it would be well for her to be. I have the girl that everybody prizes so much, Anne Horning. They want her at the college boarding house. They want her at the rural health retreat, and they were very loath to have her go, but I urged my claims, and she is here. Sister Ings is in much better health and has worked hard ever since I came home. Brother Lockwood came from St. Helena last Monday with Anne Horning. I did not care to feel all the time that I was dependent upon Sister Ings to do my work. May has done well in regard to the caring for the fruit. I do not know what I could have done had it not been for her help, but I thought I could not afford to pay for two girls, and May should be learning something, so I consented in my mind to give her up. I do not expect they will consider it a great favor to have her. Nevertheless, I felt that it was my best thing to send her and their duty to take her. So we shall see how this will work. Anne can do the work with some help, and the less around, the better. Sarah McEnterfer is my hired man. I have let Charlie go. He seems to have no inclination to serve the Lord, and I do not feel that such an one is reliable to be with me. I shall therefore wait until John shall come, or shall take one from the college to work for his board. I was very thankful for the good news from you. The Lord is good. Praise his holy name. I believe in his mighty power to save to the uttermost all who come unto him in faith. We have dishonored God by our unbelief, and now we must, as never before, trust in God to do those things for us we ask of him. I have had great freedom in speaking in this place. There are quite a number of outsiders out on Sabbath. Last Sabbath, there were two Methodist ministers. Sunday night had quite a large attendance. After the Sunday night services, there was a large group that came into the church. I spoke some 30 minutes after they came in. There is much to be done in this church. I am published to speak next Sabbath forenoon and Sunday evening. When I do not have much to perplex and trouble me, I am able to do considerable work. Last evening I was in at Rosenberg's and met Sister Morrison, who was Sister Nigby, also Sister Kale from Dallas, Texas. They came to Healdsburg, but can get nothing to do and are living up their little all. I told them of Burrow Valley, and I think they will go there and look at once for land. They are farmers. Sister Kale is a widow, and her daughter married Sister Morrison's son. She has property that she designs to put in the cause somewhere. She wants to buy a small place in Healdsburg to school her children. She has three who will attend school. She is getting rather discouraged. Land is so high. I thought I would take her round a little today to see the place you and I were looking at. I might sell her my land at 5,000, I think. What do you think of this move? It is just as much care to have a little place like this full of fruit that you have to care for, as to have a larger place with a little pasturage. Well, I shall show her the place, and if she wants to buy, she has plenty of money to buy. But Willie, had I better offer the land in Burrow Valley for sale to these parties at 2,500? I am urging them to go there and see the place, and I expect they will come. What do you think of my holding a place in Burrow Valley? I mean to get out of Healdsburg somewhere if I can. A place between here and St. Helena would place me where I hope I should have less care and live at home.